Okay. We're going to just try to do a little b'chias and see some basic concepts of kavua and some of the other issues that come up in Siman Kuf Yud. If I recall correctly, we had finished with the Machaber in Siman Gimel, and we haven't yet read the Ramah. Or maybe we read the first four words of Ramah. But not further than that. It says, V'hadar minu called the parish Ruba Parish, Hainush Lepirish Lefanim. When do we say, remember, if you take the kavua, it's considered like 50-50. If you find something on the street that was parish, then it is, you go by the rule. He says, when do we say called the parish, Hainushal Pierce Lenin? If it didn't come, if it left the makum kvias, not in front of our eyes, you didn't see it leave the kvias. Avala Pierce Lefanenu, but if you saw it leave the kvias, meaning, let's say, what would be an example? Your neighbor has three trees in the yard, three peach trees in the yard. One of them is Arla, two of them aren't. You find a peach on the sidewalk, that's Mutter, it's Parish, two-thirds odds that it came from a kosher tree. You pick from a tree, then it's Asur, because you took from the Kavias. What if you saw it fall off a tree onto the sidewalk, and you didn't notice which tree it was, but you saw it leave the Kavias? Do we count that as Kavua, because you saw it start from the Kavias? Or do we say, no, like you didn't touch it till it was already on the sidewalk, it was Parish. So, or you see a guy picking a fruit, and you didn't notice which tree. So again, you saw it come off the kvias, but you didn't actually touch it till it was already parish. So the answer is, that's considered kavua. Basically, not only if you physically take it from the kvias, it's considered kavua, and it's kemetza metza. Even if you just see it leave the kvias, that's considered kavua. The shach in Sivkatan Chafbeis, the next sif, brings down a machlokas achronim, whether this is a din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. Is that mid'oraisa, pirish lefanenu, counts as kavua? Or only mid'rabbanan counts as kavua? But lemaisa, either way, that counts as kavua. So not only if I take it from the kvias, as long as I see it leaving the kvias, that counts as kavua. The only time we can go by row is if I see it, and it's not near the kvias anymore. Dalad. Rov chanuyos mochros besar shchuta miyad mochros besar neveila. So again, most kosher stores, minority of trade stores. Lokach me'asim in your demez and lokach. You take from one store and then you don't know which store you took from. You took from one store and you don't know which store you took from. So obviously, you know, you didn't pay attention. You don't know which store you took from. So that's a classic case of kavua. There are 10 stores. Classic case of kavua. And we say it's like 50-50 in the meat is usher. What happens then? This arva ba'achiros for inuni covers, it gets mixed up with other pieces of meat and you don't know which is which. So, what case does he mean here? He doesn't mean if it's a small piece of meat. If it's a small piece of meat, even if it was totally trafe, if it got mixed with other pieces of meat, it would be batel b'rov. Right? He means a big piece of meat, it's ruyulis kabid. So you go to a store, you don't pay attention to a store, you buy a steak that's ruyulis kabid. And then you mix it in with five other, two, three, four, five, ten, 100, a million other pieces of meat. And it's not batel. What did the Machaber paskin? Batel barov, mishum sfeik sfeika, says the Machaber, that it's a sfeik sfeika. Why? Because maybe it's the piece from the stores. If this is a big fish. This is going to be throughout this sin. Every tarobus that's not batel, you can also look at as a suffix. Why? Here is your Kavia stores. Out of those Kavia stores comes one chaticha. And it's ruinless happy. That's why it's not being bottle barov stam. That chaticha then gets mixed into a bunch of chatichos. So what do I do in this case? Says the Machaber, I take this piece out and I said, mutter, midin, steak sefer. Why? I think one piece out, maybe it's this chaticha, maybe it isn't. Even if it is this chaticha, maybe it came from a kosher store, maybe it came from a trade store. Therefore, it's mutter because it's fake steak. Right? What?
Should we already pass it in the first
shayla? Aha. So, we'll see later on that this does not count as a fake steak, according to the rules we're going to see later on. So the Achronim suggests, such as the Shach, since by kavua it's a chiddush that we say this whole word of kavua that we make it usher in the first place, therefore It's therefore it's enough to say this chiddush that we make kavua aser when it's by itself. When it's combined with another stuff, you can make it a sphinx sinko, we can be mako. Okay. Metzah is a suffix, isn't it?
No.
Metzah is not a suffix? Then what is a suffix?
No. Metzah suffix is a lack of nafik. Metzah is a window of eight suffix. So where it says if you have a kavua, you have 50.
And that's a suffix. Did it come from the 50 mutter or 50 yasser? No, it's before Shin Gemara. The kavua is a din of suffix, baharaya. The Gemara says, Kavua tumah b'rishus harav is l'chumra. Kavua tumah b'rishus yachid is l'chumra. Kavua tumah b'rishus harav is l'kula. Sometimes they use kavua l'kula. If it's mostly tummy, a little tahor, and it's kavua, then that's a suffix to b'rishus harav, and then we're makel. So kavua counts as 50-50 suffix. This is much we didn't sfeik sfeika. Okay, we'll see that this is more makel than the usual rules of sfeik sfeika. Says Rama though. V'yesh osher mechiyagav no mishum dechomokum v'yesh from komoham kemechza al-mechza v'hol v'sav g'rishon osher min ha-Torah v'en kan ut sveika v'hater rak tarovest lo mikri sveik sveika v'hachi nahon. What is the logic here? Okay, the logic here is really only going to be understood, or at least only understood why we don't understand it so well, based on seeing something a little later in Se'if Tess and even a little Ches, but just the basic svaras. Says the Mechaber, it's much of a din sfeik sfeika. Why? Because if you call this chaticha, chaticha star, right? Because maybe it's chaticha star, maybe not. Even if it is, maybe it's from a kosher store, maybe a shrimp store. Says the Ramban, the Ramban's going to work very well with Shitasir, but he says later, he says no. When you have a sfeik sfeika, that you have a suffix, and it then gets mixed into a tarobis, if the first suffix was also daraisa, you can't call this a sfeik sfeika. Okay, that's what the Ramban says. Later, says the Ramban, usher, because a suffix daraisa, or a suffix shenasar midaraisa, plus nisarig b'tarobes is not a heter. This is going to be a shita later that if you have a suffix that you would have passed in as asim daraisa, like this kavua, and then get mixed in with other things that doesn't count as a sfeik sfeika to make it mutter for reasons that we'll explain a little later. Okay, now we're not going to get into this as deeply, but this is the machlokas mechaber and rabba. Let's go to Hay. Hay tells us. Someone who bought meat from the butchers. Makolin means butchers. Even a chatigur liskabin. The nimtza treif from makolin. And then you find there was treif from the butchers. Meaning I went to the butcher stores, right? At the time I went, there were 10 butcher stores. To the best of our knowledge, they were all kosher. Not just me. Not I'm an idiot. If I'm an idiot, that's called kavua, right? If everyone knows there's one treif store, and I don't know, that's called kavua. Everyone knows there's one treif store, nine kosher stores. I'm just an idiot. This is a different case. This is a very common case that would happen in the old days. What would happen in the old days? You would have all kosher butcher stores. Let's say it's a Jewish town, all kosher butcher stores. One of the butchers, each butcher, shets an animal every day. I mean, the scale doesn't matter, just for example, right? So they wake up in the morning, each butcher shets a cow and starts selling it. In the middle of the day, one of the butchers happens to take out, you know, the head of the cow that he shefted and cut it open, and lo and behold, there's a hole through the brain. Okay, the membrane around the brain, and it makes a trach. There's a rare trach. He takes out the heart, let's say. Yeah, not the lungs. They check the lungs at the time, right? Let's say they're only Jewish fine butchers. They all shefted. They all made sure the shechita went all the way through where it had, as far as it had to go. They all checked the knife, make sure the knife was smooth. They all checked the lungs, and the lungs are smooth. Miracle, all 10 glatt kosher cows. Wonderful. Do they check the heart? Do they check the stomach? Do they check the brain? Nah, we don't check for those, because that's a meat chain of mutzah, very uncommon. And then, one of them picks up the customer says, you have a heart for me? He picks up, they sorry, I have a heart for you. And all of a sudden, he sees a hole in the heart, and his animal is treif. Or, you know, all of a sudden, the customer says, you have a stomach, some cheap meat. He takes the stomach, and all of a sudden, he sees a nail in the stomach, going through the stomach lining, and it's treif. Now, he realizes, he realizes Lemafreya, retroactively, his store has been trafe all day. So what does he do? He throws out all the meat, and he'll throw it out, sells it to a guy or whatever. Gives the animal food, all the meat in the store. What happens to people he bought from the store? So he puts a WhatsApp, says, whoever bought in my store today, you should know the meat is trafe, you know, return it for a refund. What I mean is, in those days, the butcher slaughtered it and sold it like a la carte. It doesn't make a difference. What? You bought it from the Beit HaMishpachayim. That's called the shop where you buy it from. It means you buy it from the place they sheft it. Not nowadays butcher shop that, like, you know, they get it from the distributor. Yeah, you go to the shochet and you buy it from him. In those days, the shochet and the butcher were the same guy. The shochet was the one who, you know, or let's assume it was the same guy, whatever, for the sake of argument. It was the place where they shefted it. What happens in the following case? You went to a store. You knew there were 10 black kosher stores in town. You went to any store and bought meat. You didn't pay attention to which because they were all kosher. And then, all of a sudden, there's an announcement on the Shtetl WhatsApp group that this store, Yankala's Butcher, was trafe since this morning. Now, you don't know. Did you buy from the trafe store, or did you not buy from the trafe store? This sugya is what's called Kavua Limafreya. What does that mean? If you go back retroactively, hold on a second. Let me just make sure. Okay. I'm going to have to modify my case a little. In this case, each butcher store shechted many animals. It was a big city. Okay. Nonetheless, one of them says, what does one of them say? He says, Igloi Melzel Mafreya, my store was trafe. Why is his store trafe? Because even if he shechted many animals and one of them is trafe, since he sold pieces that were big enough for Ulis Kabate, so the tarovas of all the pieces of this... you know what? Hold on, let me take it back. I'm mixing up two different cases. I apologize. Okay. I apologize, I'm mixing up two different cases. Let me start again. You can have a kavua d'oraisa l'mafreya or a kavua d'rabbana l'mafreya. What would it mean, kavua l'mafreya d'oraisa? Kavua... The oraisa, I apologize, Lemafreya, is the following case. Is you have, you know, five kosher stores. You bought from one of them and you don't know which one. Which is a reasonable thing. Like, why should you know which one? They're all kosher. And then one store discovers it was trafe Lemafreya. The whole store. Discovers it was all trafe Lemafreya. This is kavua d'oraisa. Why? If you go back retroactively, you bought from a store, there were four kosher stores, one trafe store, and you don't know which. It's classic kavua. Right? But that's only retroactively. Right? Retroactively, you see that you took from kavua. But right now, you could say, what are the two ways of looking at it? Could say, Lemafreya, you took from kavua, or could say, the suffix was no lad. After all, at the time there was no suffix, no one knew anything. When did the issue come up? By the time the issue came up, you already took a piece of meat home. Right? Suffix was no lad. After it was parish. You could say, look, the suffix is only discovered when I had my piece of meat at home. When I had my piece of meat at home, it's already parish. What stores? I have a piece of meat. So it depends how you look at it. If you go back and look at Lemafreya, you'd say, I took from kavua. If you look at it, no, right now I have a piece of meat, which is parish, which has nothing to do with the stores. There's a piece of meat sitting by itself at home. And now all of a sudden there's a suffix.
I mean, also in a regular case, the classic case of Tishchanias, the suffix only comes when you come home, because you're not deliberately going into...
No, the suffix to you! But in the belt, there was a suffix.
So it's like it's not viewed as a taroves of chanuyos only afterwards? That's the shot, that's the suffix before, not that the taroves of chanuyos, they made it kavua only happened afterwards?
Maybe, until anyone knew there was a suffix, you don't judge it.
When do you judge it? You judge it that I have a piece of meat. There's a piece of meat in my house. Let's say I just stomped down the piece of meat in my house. Would that be parsh or kavua? I don't know how it got there.
Parsh.
So here, I stomped down the piece of meat in my house. What happened beforehand? There was no halacha inyan yet. Well, it's not relevant. What would be an example of kavua midrabbanan l'mafreya? Kavua d'rabbanan l'mafreya. Kavua d'rabbanan l'mafreya is the following case. I have one kosher store, right? Shechts, 5 cows. Shechts, 5 cows. And mixes up all the pieces, which are Reuyos lehiskaved. I buy one piece, and what happens after I buy one piece? They discover that one of the animals was treif, right? A customer comes, says, I want that stomach, and he sees there's a nail going through, all the way through the stomach, and one of the animals was treif. And then was treif. Why is this only kavu d'rabbanan? Because in the first case, kavu d'oraisa, 4 kosher stores, 1 treif store. Here it's only kavu d'rabbanan. It's a mixture of pieces of meat. A mixture of pieces of meat is batel v'rov min haTorah. But since chatzilu rilis kaved midrabbanan, it's not batel. So now l'mafreya, I took from a mixture of chatzilu rilis kaved, which is not batel. So here you have the same suffix. This is kavu l'mafreya, right? You could say l'mafreya. You took from Haroves of Chatichos Haro'uyos Leskabed, and that's obviously not Batel and Zasser. Or you could say, now Suffolk is about one piece which is Parish in my house. I'm writing the same thing that I wrote above and just in different words. You can see it different ways. This is called Kavu l'mafreya. What's the din? Do we say, go back l'mafreya, I took from Kavu, I took from a taromis that's not batel and it's treif? Or do we sell it in now? No. By the time I discovered I have one piece of meat in my house, that's parish. How did it get to my house? I don't care how it got to my house because that wasn't relevant at the time. Now I have a piece of meat in my house and it's mutter. Says the Mechaber, Mishalokach Bechpod in the Rashba, Mishalokach Basmei HaKolon. Someone who bought meat from a butcher shop where they shecht. Vafilo Chatzilu Rilis Kaved, even if it's Chatzilu Rilis Kaved, but Nitzvah Treif HaKolon, you find one treif animal they find in the butcher shop, will know to Chatzilu Rilis Kaved. And they don't know which pieces are from the treif and which pieces are from the Kshira. And I don't know which piece, which animal I bought from. Kol Mashalokach Bechpod in the Rashba, Kodesh Nitzvah Treif HaMotor. Whatever I buy from the butcher shop before the latest Asafik, before any Jew knew it was an Indian, before any human being knew it was a question, is mutter. Why? We don't go back to Mafreya. The Asafik didn't start when I took from the Kviyos. The Asafik was only born after one piece already separated from the Tarobas and went to my house. And therefore, we don't go back to Mafreya and say, I took from Kviyos. We say, now there's one piece of meat in my house, I don't know where it's from. That's called the parish, Reuven parish. Came with a rov kosher mutter. Since most is kosher, it's mutter. This is the din of kavua l'mafreya. That kavua l'mafreya is mutter. We don't apply the chumrah of kavua l'mafreya. This is actually a big machlokas, Rishonim and Achronim, as to whether we answer kavua l'mafreya or not. The mechaber. Kavua l'mafreya, why did I get into the d'oraisa and d'rabbanan? What's the psak? The psak is a big machlokas. It's a machlokas, Ran, Rashban, Ra'ah. Let's just bring down the main shitas in the poskin that we have for psak. The Ran and the Pshat of the Rashba says, mutter. We don't apply kavur l'mafreya, right? We say, since by the time you discovered the suffix, one piece had already separated from the kliyos, it's mutter.
The ra'ah in the Bedek Habayis says asr. The Shach, based on his pshat in the Rashba, paskins in between. He says, Bekavua de oraisa, it's asr, but in Kavua, the Rabbanan, it's mutter. And he says, this Mechaber was only Mekel in Kavua de Rabbanan. He never said he was Mekel in Kavua, I'm afraid of Kavua de Raisa. This was a real Kavua. This is just Tarulis and Chatibulis Kavi, which is only the Rabbanan. Therefore, Paskin the Shach, even though you might have concluded from this Mechaber. And if you look in the Rashba, that's a simple Pshah in the Rashba. You might, that's what Ran says. You might have concluded that Kavua is no problem. We're afraid we don't say Kavua. We call that Parish. If you only discover it retroactively, that's not Kavua. It's Parish. The Shach Paskin's more Machaber. The Shach says no. If it's a Kavua Drabbanan that you only discover later, you don't retroactively asser it. But if it's a Kavua D'Oraisa, then you would asser it. So, like, for example, go back to the old Muncie butcher case. There are three butcher shops in Muncie. You bought one of them, you don't know which, and then you discover one of them is selling treif. That's a Shiloh Kavua D'Oraisa L'Mafreya, right? At the time, there's one treif butcher shop and two kosher butcher shops. Just no one knew until now. Then the shop would say, Eve, you'd have to go back to L'Mafreya and say you took from a Kavius and asser it.
Rabbi said they didn't sell only
treif. Right, if it's only treif, he sells not only treif, then you have more of a tzad le, then you have more of a tzad lehakel. Without getting into the all the details.
Shach says
the Shach is, he's not explicit, but it sounds like it. Sounds like things don't. Real kavua, even though afraid it applies. In the Rabbanan kavua, they weren't so machmer on you. They let you get away with it if you no one knew at the time. That's what he sounds like, but I can't swear in a Sefer Torah. Okay, that is the beginning of Sefei. The end of Sefei has a special chiddush that comes from the Rashba. Says the Rashba, how about once, again, back to the Kavua Drabbanan case. Right, you have a butcher shop with some kosher meat, some treif meat. Can you buy from now on? Obviously not. It's a tarobus of Chatichot Rilis Kavi. So he says, Osir, it's Osir to buy from now on, because the Tarov is Chatichot Rilis Kavi. His chiddush is, Vafilo Chatichot Sheinu Rilis Kavi. The big fish. If a butcher shop has a Tarovis, not only are the Ruyas Rilis Kavi to Osir, even the Eino Rilis Kavi is Osir. Why? Sheinu called the Kim Zevi Yitu Ben Rilis Kavi Sheinu Ruyah. This is the Machaber, the Shach.
We're going to the other side now.
Because the Shach says a butcher shop is a very public place. A butcher shop is not a private house. In a private house, what if you had a mixture of treif and kosher pieces, and most of them were kosher? Some of them were real tzitzkavi, some of them weren't. Then easy. What is the base on this mechaber? What does the shop say? If you have a mixture, rove heter, and you had big pieces, real tzitzkavi, let me work on a little fun, and you had small pieces, which were ain't a real tzitzkavi. Right? You have big and small pieces. All jumbled together. What would the psak be in a house? In a house, we would say the big pieces are usher, the small pieces are mutter. Why?
The big pieces are tarobus of a chatichu realis kabe, so it's all usher.
The small pieces are tarobus of a chatichu that are not realis kabe, so it would be mutter. That's what we would say in a private house. But in a store, because we made an extra gzeira, it's not found in Chazal, it's just the Rashba's idea. They made an extra gzeira and they said all the pieces are usher, because in a store people are going to be confused. Okay, that's a special chiddush of the Rashba. Agav, I will point out something which is discussed in the Nosei Kalim here at Great Lent, not explicitly in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a big machlokas. This seems to be machlokas already in Shas, between both Rishonim, the Shittim, Govetz, and Nazir. What about the following case? Aaron? We're not going to go into the lumbus, just point out that this could come up halacha l'maisa. This is not found in the Shulchan Aruch, but it's discussed in the Nosei Kalim based on a machlokas as to how to interpret a certain line in the Torah here, which we don't have time to fully go into. Let's go back to the issue of stores. Forget about L'Afreya versus Mikan L'Habah. Remember the 10 butcher stores? Let's go back to 10 butcher stores. They each checked an apple. So if you have 10 stores, right? And then one store discovers its animal is trained. And that's clear. You have nine kosher stores and one trade store, right? This is kavua, which means from now on, if you buy from one store and you don't know which, it's aser. Lima freya, it's a machlokes haposkim, whether kavua lima freya, we would apply kavua even lima freya by the rice case of kavua or not, and the shach is machmir. How about the following case, which is just the post? Much more interesting case. 10 stores, they each have one animal, and then what happens? Here's a much more interesting case. 10 stores, they each have an animal. All God kosher Yerei Shemayim people. A guy comes around who really likes, pick an organ.
Tongue.
No, there's no trees in the tongue, sorry. Whatever. Okay, he likes hearts, right? He likes to grill hearts, right? We grill hearts, we don't cook them. Fine. So he goes to all 10 stores and buys all the hearts. Or whatever, there's like, you know, a guy who makes like hot dogs with all the filler or whatever, and he goes to all stores and he buys the small intestines or whatever. He gathers together all the hearts, all the intestines, and he discovers one of them has a hole in it. But he doesn't know which one anymore. Right? How can he know which one? I mean, it's not left to, like, match up. Like, all the pieces are too cut up, and you can't go back and match it up and see where it matches anymore. So what if then you discover that one animal is treif, but we don't know which store it belongs to? Right, we have a problem. The guy has 10 hearts, and one of them has a hole in it. He doesn't know which store he bought which one from. Now we know one store is treif, nine are kosher. Is this called kavua or not? Is this called kavua or not? Can I buy from the stores, right? Well, this gets a little trickier. If I buy from one store, is the meat, right, usser or mutter? What's the difference? Over here, we know one store is treif and nine are kosher, but what don't we know? We don't know which it is. Meaning, no one knows which it is. Is that called kavur or not? What is the difference in this case? This case is the isser is nikar bimkomo. The isser is in a certain place, and we all know which store is treif. At least now, we all know which store is treif. But what about a case where the isser is kavua bimkomo, but it's not nikar? You can have that in other cases. Just let me give you another example, right? You have a field where there are 10 trees, and you have a field where there are 10 trees, and the 9 of them are kosher, and one of them is Arla. And you don't know, no one knows which one is Arla. Right, it was planted by a guy, and the guy went, and he bought 9 kosher trees and 1 treif tree, and he planted them, and you don't know which is which. They look the same, right? And what made one of them Arla and the other's not, it was a technicality of whether it was an Utsitz Nachum or not. You know, it wasn't like different sized trees. You can have this case. What if the Isser is in a fixed place, but it's not nicker? There's no sign that says this is the Isser one, this is the Mutter one. Is that still called Kavur or not? This is a big Machlokes Rishonim. I'll just mention it offhand. I mentioned you to Rosh Kinon in the Sefer Trisos, right? He asked the question, if there's ever an Egla Rufa, there's one piece of land in Israel which you're not allowed to plant. We don't know which it is, but it's Kavua, so therefore should we also plant any land in Israel? He says, no, Kavua is only Kavua if Kavua is only Kavua, at least we know Raisa. Let's say they're all chopped into Chatil She'inu Berilus Kavi, so you don't have to worry about who would draw above it. Kavua is only Kavua if it's Nikarim Kavu, if you know which it is. So the Rashba, Tosos, Rov Rishonim, and the Chazan Ish say this is not Kavua.
It's not kavua. Unless the piece of real is copied, then it would be a problem because of kavua d'rabbanan. That's not called kavua because it's not nicker. Kavua is only if the isser is identifiable. If you don't know which is the isser, that's not kavua. However, not everyone agrees with this. The Bach, and the Shach is Macher, like in Lameisa, says that this is called Kavua. Why? Because the Isser has a fixed place, even though it's not Niker Mikomo. Isser has a fixed place. There is a Shita Mugabetzes in Nazir that seems to be this way. Shita Mugabetzes in Nazir. I'm quoting one of the that I don't remember who. Also seems to be like that if you look it up on Nazir Daf Yud Beis. Okay, this is a big machlokas which could come up a lachol maisa in cases that we're not getting into now. If you have not like the classic kavua case, you have 10 things and each one is identifiable to people who know to look for it. But rather, you have 10 things and it's a total taruvus, you don't know which is which. They're just in a fixed place. Does that make you kavua? Or does that not make you kavua? That's a big machlokas Rishonim and Achronim here. The Bach and Shach seem to be machmir, like a minority sheet in Rishonim. The Chazon Ish goes back to the majority sheet in Rishonim, and is Mako. Okay, well, just to know in Bekiyas that there is such a machlokas without getting into all the details behind it, which get very complex. Okay, let's go on to Se'if Vav. Se'if Vav says an interesting machlokas. This is a zera in Gemara in Zvachim. Says the Gemara in Zvachim. Sorry. It's a bit of a stira. The Gemara in Zvachim says, what daf is this in Zvachim? In Ayin Gimel. Yeah. Zvachim, Ayin Gimel, has a following question. The Gemara says, if you have a tarobis of karbanos, let's say one shor haniskal or chatos hamesos, one puzzle carbon gets mixed up with a lot of kosher karbanos. Now, since balei chayim are not batel, right? Animals are not batel. Live animals are not batel, so they're all pasul, and now you lose a lot of karbanos. It's a big hefset for hefesh. Say, well, why not just like get some of the animals to run away, and then it'll be parish. And once it's parish, right, the simple shot is just turn your back and don't look. Right, turn around, don't look. Like, you know, throw a little stink bomb behind your back, and it's an animal will run away. And then by the time you see the animal, you don't see it leaving the kliyos. You see it when it's already parish. And then you can be matur because it's called the parish reruv parish. So the Gemara says no. Says the Gemara, parish is aser midrabanan gzeira shema yikach min hakavua. Parish is aser. A gzeira because you might take from the kavua. I mean, if you think about this, right? You teach a guy the trick, turn around. You know, it doesn't have to be a stink bomb even, just like throw a bunch of rocks behind your shoulder. Close his eyes, when he opens it, he'll see an animal that was parish. Mazar called the parish from a parish. He'll end up just taking from the kavua. It's too much of a trick. The Rishonim are bothered by, what about the fact that in the original Gemara of kavua, we said kavua was Asr and parish was Mazar. Right? Question is, Hare Yadua, that parish is Mutter. That's all Gemara, right? Kavua is Kemetz on Metzadami, but called the parish Meruah parish. Let's say even better. They called the parish Meruah parish. Whatever is parish, we assume it came from the Roman, it's Mutter. We know parish is Mutter. That was Sif Beis, Sif Gimel. So there are three ways we've shown them to answer this. Can anyone think of how to answer this? How do you answer this stira? It's basically a stira. What's the stira? The stira is parish's mutter in all the sugyas of kavua. All the sugyas of kavua, parish's mutter.
But in Zvachin, Daf Ein Gimel, it's Aser Gzeira Shema Yikach Min Hakmabua. How would you resolve that Zvira? Ah, exactly. Most Rishonim hold. The one answer is the Shiltos and the Rashba and maybe Rabbeinu Tam. So it's very pashut. The gzeira is when you made it be parish on purpose. That makes sense. You do a trick to make it be parish, you'll end up just taking from kavua. If it's parish on its own, here is where hifrisho b'miskaveh. If you purposely make it parish, that's a gzeira because you might just take from kavua. But here, if it's pirish b'meila, if it's pirish by itself, then why do you need gzeira? It's pirish by itself. Basically, when you do a trick, we make gzeira. When it's innocent, there's no gzeira.
Why is it just a gzeira? We said before, if you watch something be parish, then you still call that kavua.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it something?
Wait, well, I said you closed your eyes and didn't watch, let's say.
Okay.
Now, there's one more makel opinion. The more makel opinion is Tosfos v'shem Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos v'shem Rabbeinu Tam is a makel opinion. In Chulin, there's no gzeira. Only in Kachin they made a gzeira. That's more makel, because in Chulin there's never a gzeira. The Re in Tosfos has a more machmer opinion. Right, this is the middle opinion. This is a makel opinion. He says in Chulin there's never a gzeira. This is a machmer opinion. He said in, says the Re, and the Rosh agrees with him. In Kavua Midrabanan, we make it zero. What's Kavua Midrabanan? Taroves of a Dagar Chashuv. In Kavua Midrabanan, we make it zero. In Kavua Midaraisa, like Eser Chanuyos, we don't make Gzeira. Now, that seems backwards at first, right? Whoever heard that we make Gzeira on the Drabanan, but not on the Raisa. Right? So he says, but in this case it makes sense. Why? Kavua Daraisa, there are 10 stores, 9 are kosher, 1 is trade. What's the Gzeira? You're going to go into a store and not check if it's kosher or trade? Like, there's no need for Gzeira. Tosos holds, again, forget the Shach and Bach. That Kavua Daraisa means you can tell which is kosher, which is treif. So therefore, of course you're not going to take from the Kavua, because who would ever go to a store and not check if it was kosher or treif? Right? Kavua Daraisa, there's no Gzeira, because no one's going to take from the Kavua. You'll just go and check if it's a kosher store or a treif store. There's no temptation. Like, if there are 10 stores and 9 are kosher, you'll just be mocked to go to the kosher store. Why would you be tempted to go and take from a store without checking? But in the case of Kavua Drabanan, Tarobas Dover Chashav, you're losing this whole Tarobas. There might be 20 animals, and you're losing them all. It's a big loss of money. You might have a big temptation. Even if it's Karbanos, you might have to replace that. Maybe it's a Christ. You might have a big temptation, and therefore, since you have a big temptation, you'll say, look, it's a Tarobas, it's Rove Kosher anyway. Therefore, there's more of a temptation, and Kavua Drabanan is less of a temptation. How do we paskin? Says the Machaber. Live animals or other chashuv things that get mixed up with heter, and we say they're not bottle in 1 in 1,000. A few appears echem narovash no tarovas. If one of them separates from the rove, even after we know there's a tarovas, but if one of them separates in it, if one of them separates, usher, it's usher. Why? Vushef frisho miskavim. Only if you separate it on purpose. The machaber paskins like the middle sheet here. Says the Mechaber, if you're a mafresh it on purpose, then there's a gzeira and it's usher. If it was mafresh innocently, it will appear to me lashari. If it was porish innocently, then it's mutter. And even if you knew there was a tarovis, but then it was porish innocently, not because of any trick you did, then we don't make it gzeira. Okay, that makes a lot of sense. The, however, the Shach and the Taz and the Gra are more machmir. And they pass like the Re. They say no. It could be that against the Mechaber, when it comes to a tarovis, which is of a tarovis of chashos, and there's a big temptation to just take from tarovis and say they're mostly kosher anyway. It's really okay, and there's a big temptation. Therefore, even if it's pierced by itself, basically there's no heter of pierce in Kavua Drabanan. even if it's pierced by itself, it's still usur because you might take from the kavua. What the only heter they say? If it was pirish, and they say, at least, if gazru afilu impirish memela avalo gazru impirish kodem shenoda hatarovis. If it was purish before you even knew there was a tarovis in a suffix, then there's no gzeira, because since it was purish before you even knew there was a halachic issue, there's no need for gzeira. Like, what do you do before you even know there's a halachic issue? But if it's purish after you knew there's a halachic issue, you might be tempted to just take it straight out, and therefore the gzeira applies. So halacha l'maisa, this could be halacha l'maisa. Let's say you have a tarobis of chatichos rilis kabed, right? You have a lot of chatichos rilis kabed, and some of them are treif. Even if, you know, a cat steals one, and you just find in the mouth of the cat, even if like the wind blows one out the window or something like that, and it's an authentic pirish, if that happened after you already knew about the tarobis, it's usur as a gzeira that you might like taking from the pirish so much that you might also take from the kavua. That's how the achronim are machmer halach lemaisa. The later achronim say, well, since the mechaber was mekel, but the shach and taz were machmer, the machum hefsid we can be mekel, but normally we should be machmer, but at the very least normally we're machmer, like the Shach and Taz and the Gra against the Mechaber, although Rabbi Kivya Yigun HaFazan and say, Malcolm Hessen Ruba, we can be Mechel. Okay, the Rama here has something which is very hard to understand. I'll just explain it in one of the many ways to interpret it on a simple level, but it is difficult. He says, V'hada Asur Mephishu Miskavi. When do we say there's an Isser if someone, right, the Rama agrees with the Mechaber, by the way. How do we know? He said it's only Asur if Mephishu Miskavi, if you purposely made it separate. Hainu shall appear shrak ma'at, the nisha mixes zerm koman, the us chayshina shall be yikach mena kavua gamkin. When do we aser pirish zera, because you might take from kavua? If one or two, some of them were pirish, and some are still left in the kavua, then we say you can't eat the pirish, because you might go take from the kavua, meaning if there's still a kavua left. Avon, as far as you kula biyachav, if they were all parish, the Lomashar bin Koman and nothing stayed where it started out. Uvashasaki Rasa and Pirshu Ptasa, and then meaning let's say all the animals started running away. And then as all the animals were running away, one or two of them ran towards you. Also to Pirshu Azbutarin, then the ones that were pierced that are mutter. Why? Because what do you mean you might go and take from the kavua? There is no kavua to take from, because they all ran away. So if there's no kavua left, then there's no need for Xera. Rakshana Kuramasur, and therefore, as you go, basically you have you're a cowboy. Right, you have 100 steer, and one of them is a shor niskal and is aser ba'anah, and now you're in trouble. All 100 are treif. Luckily, all of a sudden, usually this is unlucky for a cowboy. Luckily, there's a stampede; they all run away. So again, I'm trying to just simplify this. There are many different pirushim. If there's a stampede; they all run away. Then you find one of them. That's parish, but it's not parish, and then you might come and take from the kavua. Because there's no kavua left, they all ran away. So if there's no kavua left, then there's no gzeira. And you find one that's parish, it's mutter. You find a second one, basically what do cowboys do? They go and collect all their cows, right? You find one, it's mutter. You find another one, it's mutter. You find a third one, it's mutter. You find a fourth one, it's mutter. A fifth one, it's mutter. 96th one, it's mutter. 97th one, it's mutter. 98th one, it's mutter. And all 98 are mutter. However, when you find the 99th and the 100th, then it has to be usur. Why? Because by now there's only two left. And if there's two left, maybe one of them is treif, and there's no rove anymore. One treif, one kosher, and now the last two you have to aser. Okay, not so chummer.
You don't say that in the regular.
What?
You don't say that in the regular.
We don't say that in a regular taroves, for example, chatichos and simon koftes. Correct. But in this case we do, and I'm not going to go into it further. Exactly, precisely. Yes, precisely. Here's another interesting one. In this Arabic Tanagulus Trefa Bixeros, a treif hen got mixed with kosher hens. How, by the way, could you have a treif hen? Obviously, it's not Nebela, it's a lie. How could you have a treif live hen? Someone just give me the example. How could you have a treif live hen? No one?
Niskal.
Well, the weirder example is it's a Targulus haniskal. Let's say it killed a very small person. That's
And the Gemara had that discussion, but it's not a common case, and little they knew, and no one should be killed by hens. But the more common case is, how did they have all these tarobuses of live animals that they were shown to deal with? Was not a the cases in the Gemara are like, oh yeah, Shor and Niskal get mixed in. Okay, that's not a common case, especially since nowadays there is no such thing as Shor and Niskal, because we don't have real smicha anymore, so the Benz can never paskin anything Shor and Niskal. But what was the common case, Simon Nun Zion, in the case of Rishonim? Rishonim always had these cases of tarobas of live animals, and one of them was traded. And it was a big shiloh of a lot of money. What was the case they always had? Anyone? Trefa. You could have one trafe animal gets mixed up with the other animals. Why does trafe animal? Usually trafe is a hole in the heart, a hole in the lung. Like, you can't tell these things are alive. Which trafe can you tell when it's alive? Exactly, drusa. One of the types of trafe is called drusa. Drusa means, that's supposed to be samachay. It was literally like clawed down to the ground, like tackled. But it means it was clawed by an animal. So the Gemara discusses what animals are big enough to really damage when they claw what? Alright, so if you have a big, big ox, then it's a drusa of a ari, of a lion. You know, if you have a small chicken, even the drusa of a cat and the drusa of a wolf. Basically, if carnivorous animals claw a kosher animal, that's considered trefa. And if you don't notice which one was clawed and you can't find it anymore, you look for scratch marks. They all have scratch marks because they bumped up against thorns. But you can't tell which is the drusa. Then all the animals are trafe, and that's a big humrah. And you can't say it's batel ruv, it's bali chayim. And that's why the Rishonim, all the halakha l'maaseh truths the Rishonim about Piresh and Piresh Memela and this whole machlokas are all in Siman Zion, really, about this very difficult case with drusa that gets mixed in, which is a big hefset in the old days. But let's go back to our chickens. So a cat came and scratched one chicken. And you don't know which it is, not chicken, hen. You have 100 hens, or you have 3 hens, and one of them is trafe. Is it batel ruv? No, because it's a bali chayim, it's a live animal, so they're all trafe. But what happens if it's a beit zemenim? You find an egg. You find an egg. One of them laid an egg, and you don't know which one. So the answer is habeitzim uteres. Fascinating, but perfectly logical. If you take one hen, it's treif. If you find an egg, it's kosher. Why? Because the hens are the actual tarobus. The egg is pirish. The egg came out of a hen. Since the egg is pirish, you go by rov, and the egg is mutter. Meaning, there would be a difference in this case. If I took one hen, put it on the ground, and it laid an egg, that egg would be treif. Because since I had to be makar on the hen, because I took it from the kvias, I have to be makar on the egg also. But if I just stam find an egg, that's pirish. It's like stam finding a piece of meat from the stores. The egg is like meat, the hens are like stores. If I stam find an egg, then it's okay. That's pirish.
What happens if you saw the egg come out?
If I saw the egg come out, then if I saw an egg come out of the hen, then it would be mutter. That's why he's been saying nimtza basically. If I find an egg, if I see a hen lay an egg, that's pirish lefanenu. I saw the egg be parish from the kvius. If I saw the egg leave the kvius, that would be usser. Only if I stam find an egg, it's mutter. It's very technical, but appropriately so. And what's the chiddush? The chiddush is, says the farshim, and we don't say here we make gzera the parish lest you take from the kavua. Because the parish is eggs, the kavua is hens. Like, you don't say don't eat the egg lest you take from the hens.
Why are the hens here kavua?
Ah, kavua is rabbanim, because it's a tarovus of the rechashev. Okay. The zayin. So here we have a sort of random heter. I don't mean random like it doesn't make sense. I mean, it's one of the things Chazal decided to be makel about. You have a tarobus of something, the trait thing is in there, and it's not bottle because it's too big. You go in bali chayim, like live animals, or birya and birya, etc. So a trait thing gets mixed with kosher and it's not bottle. The nechal etme mishogeg, and one of them got eaten bishogeg. Bein shachlo atz mishogeg, bein shachlo achem mishogeg. Whether you ate it yourself, or other people ate it bishogeg. Oh, nafal me'atz miyam, or it fell into the ocean. by itself, or it fell into the ocean by itself. Notice the difference in lashon. Eaten, it says, if it got eaten b'shogeg, then, like, obviously we trust you that it was not a trick, because, like, why would you eat treif? But if it fell into the sea, then if you dropped in the sea, we say, ah, you're trying to pull a trick. We know, you know, you're just trying to take advantage of the halacha. Only if it falls into the sea by itself, we view that as legitimate. The inish nemen olam, and it's gone from the world, or anything happens to it, then it's gone, it disappears. Hutru kol acherim, all the rest are mutter. Shanu tolon lomar ha'itzer halach lo, because we can assume that the itzer was the one that got eaten or dropped into the sea or burnt or otherwise disappeared. That's a big kula. It's a big kula. The Rishonim and the Chronim argue why we have this kula. Obviously, we only have this kula because it starts out as an issue abundant to start with, right? What's the case here? Here's the case where you have Hatichos and Milas Kavet, right? You have seven of them, one is treif, six are kosher, and you don't know which is which, and they're all big and they're not bottled. If one of them falls into the ocean, the other six are mutter, we say, ah, maybe the treif one fell in the ocean. Correct, but usually it's 50-50 here, even though it's not 50-50. But there's a proviso. The davka she'ochel nishar shtayim shtayim biyachad. This is Rashi Pshat, the Rambam is a different Pshat from the Shach. When is it mutter? It's mutter to eat the rest, but you have to eat them two at a time. Why? Because basically, if this one fell into the ocean, or got struck by lightning, or got eaten by a cat, or was accidentally eaten by a Jew who didn't know the halacha or didn't know the case, then I can eat these two together, and these two together, and these two together. Why? Because when I eat two together, one of them is for sure mutter. Right? Because they can't both be usher, there's only one usher one. So if one of them is mutter, then we say, hey, I'm eating two together, one of them is definitely mutter, so there's a strong presence of heter here. How about the presence of Isser? The presence of Isser is very weak, because it's coming from a Taroves, where maybe there wasn't even an Isser at all, because it might have fallen into the sea. So therefore, the Taroves of Isser is very weak, because it's coming from a Taroves, and even the Taroves might not have had an Isser. The presence of Heter is very strong. One of these two is Mutter. Now, if we know Risa, those words don't get you very far. But, since it's only Xer Drabbanan in the first place, they were Nikkel in this case, and you can eat both of them together. So, just going back to the case of, let's say, the animals and the herd, etc., right, if one of the animals disappears, let's say one of them is treif, even if one of the animals just drops dead, now it's no longer edible from the perspective of eating, it doesn't exist, it's not in the Taroves anymore, then we could say, ah, one of them's gone, now we only have the other 99 left. So I can eat them as long as I eat two at a time, which by animals is more challenging, I admit. Perhaps exceedingly challenging. But if I'm makbid to eat them two at a time, it's obviously much easier with pieces than with animals. Okay. The Ramah adds, Bafilu achon shtayim shtayim, also lo adam efer lechol kulam, bafilu shnei b'yadam en lach kulam basachas. Even this trick you eat two by two, one person shouldn't eat all six of them. So if one person eats all six of them, then he's like, what do you mean? He's definitely eating the Isser if it wasn't the one that fell into the sea, and then he has no right to be Mako. And not only that, even if three people, Reuven eats these two, Shimon eats those two, Levi eats those two, they shouldn't eat them at the same time, because then they're like definitely eating the Isser if it's in there. And then they have a strong presence of Isser. Okay, Ches. Here we get into the nitty-gritty of Sveik Sveika, which you're only going to be able to scratch the surface of course. Something which is chashiv and not bottled that gets mixed with other pieces, like a chatich or liskabit, or davar shebaminyan, or bali chayim. The nafal me atarovas hazos ech l'shaim echeirim. One of that tarovas fell and got mixed with another two. The nafal me ashlosha echa l'shaim echeirim. One of those three got mixed with another two. Hari elu echeirim mutarim, shari echa chal tarovas harishona batal barov. That last tarovas is mutter, because the one that fell in from the tarovas is batal barov. But if one from the first Tarovas fell into 1,000, it's all Usr. The Lono are Batal Barov, because we can't say it's Batal Barov, but it'll have to say Sveika, only if it was already Sveik Sveika. Then from the second Tarovas it falls to someplace else, it doesn't Usr. What does he mean by that? His Lashon is a little rounded out, but what he means is exceedingly clear. Do I need Trinidad? What he means is very clear. Basically, what's coming up in Sif Ches and Tes
is the idea of sveika, and it starts with the fact there are two kinds of sveikos. What are the two kinds of sveikos? Oh, we're learning ksuvas this year, right? So if we're learning ksuvas, everyone knows the main parts of ksuvas, even if they're from another parent, right? What am I referring to? Menachem? What daf am I referring to?
Wait.
Yeah.
Daf test.
Daf test. Right? So what's the case of sveika ksuvas daf test? Let's remind ourselves. A man marries a girl and finds she's not a basuli. So what happens? So, it's actually a bit of machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, practically what happened in Daf Beis Amud Aleph. But halakhically, what happens, the Gemara says, he's mutter to stay married to her. She might have committed adultery. Remember, in the old days, first they did Erusin, and then a year later did Nisuin. So first Erusin, then Nisuin. Hold on, in the last year, maybe she's not a basula because she committed adultery. If she committed adultery, then he has to divorce her. So why is it mutter anyway? What does the Gemara say?
Maybe it was before, and maybe it wasn't Boa.
Maybe it was bonus. Right, the Gemara says Sveik Sveika. Maybe whatever happened to make her lose her basula happened before she was betrothed, before Erusin. So it might or might not have been a nice theistic thing, but it doesn't create a problem for the marriage. Right? And even if it happened after Erusin, maybe it was Barot. So maybe she did it on purpose, it should be Usher, but maybe it was Ba'ones. Maybe she was raped against her will, and therefore it's not her fault, and therefore she's not Usher to him. That's the most classic Sveik in Shas. This is called, Bein Sveikos Beguf. Two Sveikos, not involving any Tarovas. Two Sveikos about the Guf HaDover, right? About the object itself. Not to do with how it relates to other objects, right? Sorry, two Sveikos in the object itself. Where is this dealt with in the rest of our Siman? So, that is the Ramah. This is a Pashuk or in Ksuvah, so a few other places. This is the only thing that's Pashuk. Mutter Bevei Sveikos. Right, and what's a classic example? Classic example is, right, when was she Nivala? Maybe it was Tachtav, meaning when she was already married. Maybe it was, right, before Emerson. Let's even put it in our language. To make it very clear. Maybe it was during Erusin. Maybe it was before Erusin. Even if it was during Erusin, maybe it was Barutzo. Maybe it was Ba'ones. So if it's Barutzo, she's also during Erusin, she's also. If it's Ba'ones, then she's Mutter. If it's before Erusin, whether Rutzo or Onus doesn't matter. She was not a married woman at the time. It's Mutter. That's a classic sveika. The based on the word of Avodah Zarah, Daf Ayin Dalet, Sifches deals with Sveik Sveika B'Tarovis. What Sveik Sveika B'Tarovis means? There's no Sveikas about the Guf HaDavar. Meaning, no something whether the Etzem Isser was Chal or was not Chal, like in this case. Another example, by the way, of the Sveik Sveika of Guf HaDavar is what's going to be in the Ramah. You find, right? You find that a broken wing. You find a broken wing in a chicken. What's the problem if you find a broken wing? A broken wing is not a trephus, but what might a broken wing do? It might puncture the lung. Right? If you find a broken wing, then the broken bone might go and puncture the lung. Okay. So that's the Ramah. If yes, I know I'm going out of order. I just want to illustrate exactly what we are talking about, a broken or a dislocated wing, right? Let's even say dislocated wing. That makes it more clear because like it's right in the beginning. A dislocated or broken wing, right? And I mean like on the part near the bottom. So now, you find this in your chicken in the store. Now, when did this wing break? What are the two possibilities? When its wing broke?
Before it was shafted or after it was
before Shechter, after Shechter, right? If it broke after it was Shechted, then what's the din?
Mutter.
Mutter. Of course it's mutter. Like, what's the problem? You could chop the whole animal up after Shechted, right? Not treifa, right? You don't say, well, it's Shechted, but look, it's chopped in half. No, that's fine, right? But maybe it broke before Shechita. Well, if it broke before Shechita, there's two possibilities, right? Either it punctured the lungs, or it didn't puncture the lungs. If it's after Shechita, then who cares whether it punctured the lungs or not? You're allowed to puncture the lungs after Shechita. If it punctured the lung before Shechita, it's Aser. If it didn't puncture the lung before Shechita, it's Mutter. So we say Mutter, Sveika. Maybe this whole break only happened after it was already dead and kosher. And even if the break happened while it was alive, maybe it just had an orthopedic injury and didn't puncture the lungs. Or maybe it did puncture the lungs, Sveika, Mutter.
So even though the suffix is only on the lung, but our indicator is Sveika.
Correct. Okay, this is classic Sveika. Sechestil is Sveika Parobus. What do I mean by Sveika Parobus? I mean the following. We know we have an Isser. We just don't know which it is. We know we have an Isser piece of meat, and then it gets mixed up into a tarovis of 3 or 1,000 pieces. It makes no difference. And why is it batel? Because it's a dover chashev. And it's not batel. Then one of these pieces gets mixed into another tarumus, right? Doesn't matter, 3,000, same thing. And then, maybe, depending on your so you're chiming where, one of these gets mixed in with another few pieces. Now, here we have a significant machlokus reshowing. Here we have a significant machlokes rishonim between the Rambam and, let's call it, the Rashba and Tosos. Okay, with Rashi in between. What if I were to take this piece? Now let's just, to make things easier to follow, let's just make this, call this A, call this B, call this C. Okay? If I have this piece, then what might I say? Here, Tosfos and the Rashba say this piece is mutter. Why? Sveika. What's a Sveika? Maybe this piece is C. Maybe it isn't C. No, that's not what I meant. It is B. Maybe it isn't B. Right? Meaning, maybe it's the piece that came from the first Tarovus, maybe it isn't. If it's not the piece that came from the first Tarovus, then it's Mutter. If it is the piece that came from the first Tarovus, then we have a suffix. It came from the first Tarovus, but is it the Usher one or not? Right? Is it A? Or isn't it A? If it's not A, it's Mutter. If it is A, it's Usher. Basically, we have to say, I take any one of these pieces, I say, maybe it's from the first Harovus, maybe it isn't. Even if it's from the first Harovus, maybe it's the Isser, maybe it isn't. So the Mutter, I'll say, so Paskins, Tosos, and the Rashba. However, the Rambam Paskins differently. The Rambam says, that's not the case, that's Mutter. The Rambam says, says Usher. Why did the Rambam in that case say it's Usher? Sorry. Why did the Rambam in that case say it's Usher? Because he says, Sveik only helps together with another Bittel Barov. Basically what he says is, two Tarovuses don't count as a Sveik Sveika. Okay, he doesn't clarify why. One reason might be, because because, well, it's all one suffix, like which piece is which. Like all tarovuses are, you can't count two tarovuses, two sveikos. It's just a bigger tarovus. So rather, what does he say? He says, sorry, he says no.
He says only in this case it's mutter for the sake's sake. Why? Because you take this piece and you say, 1 second. Say maybe it isn't the piece that came from the second Tarobes, and maybe it is the piece that came from the second Tarobes. If it did, and even if it is the piece that came from the second Tarobes, maybe it's the piece that came from the first Tarobes, and maybe it's not the piece that came from the same Tarobes. And even if the piece that came from the first Tarobes, that piece was bottle barov midoraisa and only usher midrabanan. Right? It is, even if it's this piece, it is bottle barov min haTorah. What he seems to be doing, I know it's complicated, is that it's a very fundamental machlokas. The Rashba and Tosfos are saying what we would think of as common sense here. What they're saying is, once you have two taroboses, that creates two sphetos. Number one, which the first taroboses is usher, and which the second taroboses is usher. The Rambam says, no, the first one doesn't count as a suffix. That's what he's saying. Bittul barov is then matter another sphetos. You need bittul barov plus a sphetos. Why? Because since these aren't sphetos begot, they're not really sphetos, they're really mixtures. This first one doesn't count as a suffix. Why? That's a chalos iser tarobis. That's not a suffix. That's a chalos iser tarobis. However, since we don't rise since bottle barov, there are makel, and from then on it counts as a suffix. So, just to find the color I have to use, black. According to Tosos and the Rashba, say this is one suffix, and this is the second suffix. According to the Rambam, he says, this is not a suffix. That doesn't count as a suffix. That counts as a chalos iser on the first tarovis. The first tarovis doesn't count as a suffix. They just asked that tarovis. But, since we don't write since bottle barov, and they only asked the rabbana, they are makel that this counts as the first suffix, and this counts as the second suffix. So if you end up with three tarovos, that counts as a sfeik sfeika.
But the Rambam says suffix derabbanan lekula. So, shouldn't the first suffix be enough to be mutter? If it's a chalos shem mitzvah derabbanan and you have a first suffix, isn't that all you need?
Suffix derabbanan lekula only works in a suffix yuguf, not in a tarovis. Uh-huh. Now, this is very subtle, I know I'm not fully explaining it. Let me just at least explain why, what the basic machlokas is. The Rambam, the Rashba and Tosfos say, a tarovis, a suffix tarovis, is the same as a suffix guf. It's a suffix, and if you have two sfeikos, that's a sfeik sfeika. The Rambam says, no, tarovis isn't really classic suffix. Classic suffix, you don't know if there's an isra or not. Tarovis, there's a group, and there's an isra inside it, and the tarovis has a chalos that there's no bittul, and then it's usher. Therefore, says the Rambam, you can't treat a tarovis as a suffix and use all the rules of suffix. Everyone agrees you can't apply suffix to a kula to a tarovis. So therefore, he says, but if you have three of them, then they were mako. After the first one, then you can count the next two as tarovis as sfeikos and bimata bisham sfeik sfeika. Halacha lemaisa, we are, in normal cases at least, we'll see an exception in the Rambam in a second, machra like the Rambam, like this mechaber, as opposed to the Rashba Tosfos. And we say that two taroboses are not enough to make a sfeik sfeika, you need three taroboses. Okay.
When was the last taroboses?
Even if it was each one in order, even if it was noted three different times, still.
Still
the Rambam's machir. When was Noda Tarobes? That's
so issue. If no Noda Tarobes, or even from A to B, so still the Rambam would be
Yes.
It was not?
Yes. He would.
And vice versa, Tosin Rambam will still be making it in Noda Tarobes?
Hard to say 100%. That's harder to say 100%. Says the Ramah, he adds.
Well, just viewed as one big tarovah, so he'll even ask your D. If none of that tarovah.
Okay, I'm not going to commit myself now on how they will interact with none of that tarovah. Add the Ramah. We call Malcolm Ein Ladam Echel Echelus Kula. The Ramah says one person can't eat the whole last group. Why? That's obvious. If one person eats the whole last group, then it's not a suffix. He's vada eating. The one that came from the previous Tarobis. Then he adds a kula. This only if you start with the Vada Yisr. What if you start with the Suffik Yisr? Meaning Suffik Guf, right? What's a Suffik Yisr? You had a piece of meat that it's Suffik, whether it was kosher or trace. Not because of any tarumas. You know, you check the knife afterwards, there was a nick in the knife, it was Suffik, kosher, or trace. So if a Suffik piece of meat falls into a tarobes and then into a second tarobes, that's good enough. Then the second tarobes is mutter.
What is Rama saying? And this is going to really tie into Siftes. what does Rama add? What does he add? If you have Suffolk Echad Beguf plus Bays Sveiki Tarovis is Mutter. So, for example, if you have a Suffolk Isser that falls into a Tarovis, and then one of those falls into another Tarovis, that's Mutter, even according to the Rambam, because since you started off only Suffolk Isser in the first place, therefore Suffolk Isser plus one Suffolk Beguf plus two Sekas Tarovis, that's enough to be Makel. Sorry. Okay, there's a lot more details to work out various series of the Rambam and other things which we're not going to get into now. The Rambam ends with Yesho Medoshi Shmatirin Lahatim Kof Sek Sekha Tov Lahakrin Lulatzorch Nachshish Lahatim Lavachi. Some people say you shouldn't use the coolest fake Sekha by Dabashi Shmatirin. Just wait till it's mutter. He says it's proper to be machmir if there's not a necessity, since after all it'll be mutter later, so there's not such a need to be makel, so it's better to wait till it's mutter later. Tess. Tess is the famous machlokas balitosos about Suffik Echad Beguf and Suffik Echad Bitarobis. One Suffik Beguf, one Suffik Tarobis. What's the example here? Here you have a Suffik Isser, and then it gets mixed in two other ones. Says Rabbeinu Tam, can I eat this? Says Rabbeinu Tam, mutter. Why? Because, let's call this A. Right? Maybe it isn't A, and then it's mutter. Or maybe it is A. Even if it is A is only a suffix, right? So maybe A is really usser, or maybe A is really mutter. If A is really mutter. So again, maybe it's that one that was problematic, maybe it isn't. Even if it is the problematic one, maybe it was really mutter. What's the example of this in the Gemara in Beitza? You have a suffix trait egg, suffix kosher egg that gets mixed with other eggs. And eggs are kosher, they're not butzel because you count them. Right? So can I eat an egg? And Tom says, sure, maybe it's a Suffolk one, maybe it isn't. Even if it's a Suffolk one, maybe it's mutter. The Re says no. Says the Re, Osser, this doesn't count as a fake Sveika. His principle is Suffolk Echad Beguf, the Suffolk Echad Betarobes doesn't count as fake Sveika. Why? We'll see in a moment. What we're going to add, if you have Suffolk Echad Beguf and two Tarobuses, that'll count. But a Suffolk Beguf and a Suffolk Tarobus doesn't count. That we passed in like the Re. Both the Mechavra and the Ramah agree, we passed in like the Re. Why? Let's read the Mechavra. Suffolk Trefa. Sorry. Suffolk Trefa. Suffik trefish and Zar Bacheros, Kulan Asuras, Avchi Hebeheter, Kadila Vatel Hayisr. If a Suffik trefa gets mixed up with other animals or other eggs, they're all usser unless there's a proper shear bittel, meaning it's imum zorma spatla. If it's something not chashav, that would be bottle. But if it's something chashav, right, then it's usser. Then it's not mutter. There's no heter sveik sveika. Why? She came suffik rishon haya begufa ein latir sveik sveika. Since the first suffik was beguf,
You can't put a suffix with guf and a suffix tarovus together and make a heter stick steka. Why is a little unclear. The pshat of the machaber, even though there's a funny base yosef, which we won't go into, the pshat of the machaber, why? The pshat of the machaber seems to be that just guf and tarovus are not mitzarif. Suffix with guf is one kind of suffix. Suffix with tarov is a different kind of suffix. You can't put two different kinds of sfeikos together to get a sfeik sfeika. If you have sfeik sfeika with tarovus, at least if you have three, that's okay. Some rishonim say two. Like the Reb would say two. If you have two sfeiks with guf, that's for sure okay. But guf and tarovus, they're different realms, they're not mitzarif. The Ramah says something different. It says, Ramah v'yesho ratam da'asar hol v'asafik hu iser midor reisa. V'lo nucha lomar od safik she'in kan iser v'akshasar v'achirim l'mikri sfeik sfeika v'asar. He says, because the first suffix is asr midor reisa. He's assuming not like the Ramah, that a suffix midor reisa is v'chumra midor reisa. So it says the Ramah. Sorry. Says the Ramah. Because the first suffix was Asar Mida Oraisa. What seems to be the Nafkamina, which the Shach discusses in Taz and Sivkat and Yudalid and the Shach and Likudas Kesef. What if you have something which is only Nisra Drabbanan to start with? And then you have Suffix Echel Guf, Suffix Echel Tarovus. There. The Ramah would seem to be Mekel, and the Mechaber would seem to be Machaber. So there could be an opportunity between the Ramah and the Mechaber. Again, these fars are very difficult. I'm not going to fully explain them, but the Shach sounds like Ulay Nafkamina Legabe Sefik Echa Beguf. V'safik echad b'tarovus v'iser drabbanan. Now, of course, Shestek will say the iser drabbanan, even if safik echad b'guf is mutter without a sfeik sfeika. Okay, you have to come up with a case where that's not. You'll have to come up with a rare case where that's not going to work. Fi Ramah would be mutter because you're not doing the right of the first step, but according to the Mechaber, it would be usser because still two different sfeikos are not mitzaris.
The Ramah just saying that it's a suffix d'oraisa isn't enough. I'm saying if it was two sfeikos for gufa, obviously the d'oraisa is fake sfeik of mine.
No, you have to read his lashon carefully. He says, you're making me flip a lot. Right, because the first one is suffix d'oraisa, and we can't do another suffix beguf. Meaning when he says there's another suffix, there's no iser at all, that's the suffix beguf, right?
Like he agrees with Shulchan Aruch, because he puts
he's agreeing
with the suffix, the first one suffix d'oraisa.
Exactly. He says, you know, if they're not both beguf, and the first one's also be d'oraisa, then it's a problem. Now, let's just finish up the Ramah. I know I'm flipping a lot. Finishes. Okay. Avolim ha'yu shnei sfeikos ha'yu kadesh ha'pal. There are two sfeikos, whether or not anything is usher in the first place. That's what we call sfeikos beguf. Whether the woman is usher in the first place, whether the chicken is usher in the first place. V'nodu shnei sfeikos b'yachad, you know them both at the same time. It's a big machlok zachron. And what if there are two sfeikos beguf, and you realize them at different times. The Ramah here clearly sounds like it might be a problem, and the Taz says he can't really mean it because when they're really two sfeikos beguf, you always know them at the same time. Okay, matir and sfeik sfeik b'chol makom, afilu b'isur d'oraisa, or matir even isur d'oraisa b'gufa shel isur, even if it's the actual isur by itself that wasn't mixed. V'afilu hoy lo cheskas isur, here's a big issue. What if there's a sfeik sfeika that says mutter, but a cheskas isur says it's usur, like it was always usur? Sfeik sfeika, what it is now. So he says sfeik sfeika beats cheskas isur. If you go oaf she b'cheskas isur, omei b'nishbar nishma gapo. Here's the example I have, right? An oaf, when it's alive, is a cheskas isur, because it's alive. Then you shecht it. Let's assume you know what Tosa says. Either machzik meisur l'iser or it's not going to help here. You're going to have to say machzik meisur l'iser, right? V'nishva or nishma gapo, and it was broken, the wing was broken, dislocated. Something chayv l'achashkita. Maybe it was
when it was alive, maybe it was after it was dead. If it broke after it was dead, no problem. And even if it broke when it was alive, if it took Shalom Rechayim, Shemel not far bad. Maybe it didn't puncture the lung. Yesh lahat mikoch seik seika. It's mutter because it's seik seika. The avvishay shalvar di b'nigas harayah ain lochosh. Two chidushin. Number one, there's a mutter because it's seik seika, even though it's becheskes isher. The Shach discusses this at length in Paul's seik seika and says, maybe only because here the becheskes isher was because it was alive. And the suffix is where there's strength. So the cheskes iser was less relevant to the suffix. That's our remakel. But if the cheskes iser was directly relevant to the suffix, we might be machmir, then he is another big kiddush. Even though you could just check the lung to see if it's punctured. You could check, just check if the lung is punctured. You don't have to worry, you don't even have to check. When there's a fake sveke, you don't even have to check. It's so mutter, even if you can check, you don't have to check. That's a big kiddush, which the Shach also discusses and brings out a big machlokas about. Okay, yud is not really about Sveik Steak at all. It just came up Agav in one of the cases in our Siman, like this came up Agav, so we'll read it. Raya Trefish and Raya Kshiras. If you find outside the butcher shop a trafe lung in the middle of the kosher lungs, say, hold on a second, this butcher shop has a trafe animal in it. What are you doing selling tarovas of trafe to the Jewish people? Amar Bodek, Sheyodam also Sircha. And the Bodek, the guy, right, in any butchery or slaughterhouse, you need two different religious roles. Right, which in some of the more proper stuff, there are two different people, Shohei, who checks, and a Bodek, who checks for trafus. So, here in the Empire Factory, you find a pile of lungs, and one of them is a hold. You go to a pile of kosher lungs, right, being sold to the hot dog factory, and one of them is a hold. You go to the Bodek, he says, what are you, a mashal lung with a hole in it? What are you, crazy? And he says to you, I knew there was that sircha, that sticking together from the mucus when there's a hole and the two lobes of the lung stick together. I knew about that trait. And I actually took that animal and threw it out and gave it to the goyim. And it's not that chasson I accidentally put on the Empire production line a trait animal. That animal I sent to the goyim, I just accidentally, the lung got mixed in with the lungs, but the animal's okay. Right, but it looks very suspicious. If there's a trafe lung with the kosher lungs, then a stam, there's trafe meat with the kosher meat. And then the Bodek says, no. I remember that trafe lung. I took all that meat and put it on a special assembly line that goes to the trafe goyish factory. And that lung got accidentally kicked and landed with the kosher lungs.
Why is this a classic case of
Erech HaLeum Yisrael? So, Yerbuvya. And he says, but there's no mixture of the actual sheep, just of this lung. Now, on the one hand, he testifies that it's mutter. He has a valid explanation. On the other hand, you could say it looks suspicious. So the answer is that fos mutarim. No, we trust him, we believe him, and it's mutter, eidach anem bisurin. So even though it might look suspicious, we still believe him. Again, nothing with Sveik Sveika or anything in the simon. Just since a lot of the simon is about if you find a treif lung, then what happens with the meat that got mixed up? In the Rishonim, the Shaila came, what if the guy in charge claims the meat wasn't mixed up. Only the lung went in the wrong place, the meat went in the right place. Then the answer is we believe him.
So to clarify the Shach in the previous moment, he's saying that any fake speaker of Echol is bar, you don't need to check, or only in specific cases?
Any. Okay. Correct. You also need a menacher. Okay, fair enough. Menacher is the one who takes out the trait parts of the animal, like, for example, the Gina Nasha and the Chela. And then there are also some Vridin that we take out. Okay. Now, we're not going to have time to go into. There's a very, very serious, really whole composition that is what made you flip so many pages here. It's called the Kholi Sveik of the Shachet. Basically, he has, what does he have, 36 or something rules? 32 rules of, no, sorry. He has, 36 rules of Sveik Sveika. They're not all about Sveik Sveika, some of them are other Yom Sveikos. He goes through in great detail all the rules of Sveik Sveika. We are not going to be able to go through them now, and it's the kind of thing which just like over here, I can run through them. We don't get all the slurs down, but we know what's the rule of Sveik Sveika, what's the rule of two Sveikas Begof, what's the rule of two Sveikas Tarobes, what's the rule of three Sveikas Tarobes, what's the rule of one Begof and two Tarobes. We get the basic idea. The closed Sveik Sveika are very hard to even get the basic idea without really being the ayin. I did put in the box, if anyone wants, they can take a little guide to help you learn the closed Sveik Sveika. Sure, nowadays they also have an Arechet. What is it, Marechet Shochem, Adami Shochem, and Shirat Ayam, and all these other things, so you don't need
my guide. I'll just point out a few ha'aros. A few ha'aros that we haven't discussed yet, in terms of the Kloy Sveik Sveika. Okay, I'll point out a few ha'aros. Aaron? The Shach's Kloy Sveik Sveika, I, on my own, divided them. And I believe that the first 10 and the next, 1 through 10 and 11 through 15, can be split into two different things. I'll explain to you what I mean. Rules 1 and 10 say this. And I'm not getting into details, and some of these details are really, really hard. Like, for example, if anyone does want to go through them, I would suggest in skipping even Dalet and Hay, maybe. They're too hard. But I'm just going to summarize here. As a matter of fact, does anyone have this? I don't know how useful this is if you haven't really tried to plow through it a little, but whoever doesn't have it, could someone just hand it out? I'm going to give principles here. The principle of 1 through 10, Aleph to Yud, is if the two spekels are too separate, it doesn't count as a safe spekel. If the two spekels are too separate, then they're not mitzparev to a seik seika. Why? Every seik seika is tricky. Why? It depends how you ask the question. If you ask the question, what's the din of a seik seika? What's the answer, Aaron? What's the din of a seik seika? If you ask the question, what's the din of a suffix one? Suffix usser. What's the din of suffix two? Suffix usser. So, they need to be mitzvahs to ask them both together. Because if you ask them separately, then it's a problem. So, just for some examples, this is going to be, some of the examples of this are, and these are all machlokas, suffix, echad, beguf, I don't need to say, this we know is a machlokas we show them. And the achronim have long discussions, but see, if other tzad lahakel, can you learn, maybe, etc. Maybe one beguf, one betarobas, they're two separate things. You can't make them into a seik seika. Or the shach has this chiddush, which is called shnei gufim beis seikos b'shnei gufim u'shnei inyanim. Two sveikos in two different gufs and two different issues. Maybe the two sveikos are about different objects and completely different issues. Maybe if I read from the, is this the Ketzara? Yeah, even the Ketzara of this is a half a page. But I will, his example of this is, sorry. If a hen becomes suffix trefa and then lays an egg, and you don't know if this egg was fully formed before it became a suffix trefa or not. So what do you say? Maybe the egg was finished before the suffix trefa happened, so the egg is totally intact and separate and mutter. Even if the egg was still being formed while this hen had a suffix trefa, it was only a suffix, maybe it didn't become trefa. Since those are two totally different sveikos, one about the egg, whether it was finished or not, one about the hen, whether it was trefa or not, you can't combine them to a sveik sveika because they're two separate. You have to say there's one suffix about the hen, trefa or not, usser. There's another suffix about the egg. Does it go with the hen or not? Usser. And this gets very, very complex. The details of this get exceedingly, exceedingly complex. I will just... He got most of them from Sfarim, such as the Marshal, the Isser Hetzer, and the late Ashkenaz of Rishonim, I admit. Another example, which is not in the Shaf, which I threw in, which is a big Machlok Sachronin, and this is all Machlokas, not in the Shaf, is a case of, what about a valid Sveik Sveika, but Noda Safek Echad Ve'acharkach Noda Safek Sheni. What if the Yediyas Tarovos are at two different times? Maybe that'll kill a Sveik Sveika. Because if you know then realize that at two different times, and you realize the first one you pass in the Chumrah, then when you realize the second one you also have to pass in the Chumrah. So this is a big Machlokas.
I'll just point out the other side of the coin, and this is what makes faith speaking so difficult, such a tightrope. The other side of the coin is, if the two sphakos are two, what's the phrase, are two, are two unified, the opposite, they're not two separate, they're two unified, that's not the word, what do you,
give me a good English word for two things I like.
They're overlapping.
What?
You're talking about the same thing. It's
not similar, that's not really what I want to say. I'll have to think of a better vocabulary word. Not that they're two separate. They're two together. They're two together. Then it's also not a sveika. Why? It's not a sveika because it's really the same something. Right? In different words. And this, the classic example, is what Tosos Becharish and Daftes. Sveik Sveika, Mishem Echad. Two Sveikos are the same category. Like, just to give a silly example, right? You want to know if a kid is bar mitzvah or not. I can prove to you through Sveika that he is. You know why? Maybe he's above 20 in Chayv Matzah Shekel. Well, actually, this example is going to be too good. You know, maybe he's above 20. Even if he's below 20, maybe he's above 13. Okay? So we see that he's Sveik in Bar Mitzvah. That's obviously ludicrous. Why? It's really the same suffix, just in different words. Okay, that was a bad example. That's more like it was hopping. Let me give you a better example. That was trivial. That was even stupid. Let me give you a real example. A real example would be... here's a good example. Maybe, here's a great example. I don't know if something's tevel or if someone was mafresh chalo or not, right? So, the husband's not sure if he was mafresh chalo, the wife's not sure if she was mafresh chalo. Sveik sveika, maybe the husband was mafresh chalo. And even if not, maybe the wife was mafresh chalo. Right? Two different questions. The problem is that halachically, it's the same shame. This is either someone's mafresh chala or they weren't. And that can't count as two sveikos. Because halachically, it's the same question. Someone was mafresh or someone wasn't mafresh. A sveik sveik would be, maybe it was a shear that was higher, maybe it was less than a shear. And even if it was a shear, maybe someone's mafresh chala, that's two different sveikos. Maybe it was potter, maybe it was higher. And maybe someone was mafresh, maybe they weren't. That's two different halachic chaluyos, right? One is chalos being potter, the other is chalos of being chayim, but you did it. But you can't say, even though you might think, yeah, even if the husband wasn't, maybe the wife was, they're both not sure. So it's mutter. No, because that's all one suffix. Tosfos Mechadish this. He asks the following question. He says, about a certain case in the Gemara there, even in a case, he says, why don't you say maybe it was ba'onus, maybe it was ratzon? Even if it was Baratzon, again, this is totally against the Rambam, a different issue, maybe it was when she was still a Katana, and therefore she doesn't really have Ratzon. So it counts as Onus. So it says, that's not a fake speaker. So it's saying maybe it was Onus, and maybe it was Onus. Maybe it was Onus because she was someone held a knife to her, and maybe it was Onus because she was a Katana and didn't know how to do anything. But it doesn't matter. It's still how luckily both call Onus. Sveik sveika means shame. Echad does not count as a sveik sveika. They have to be two different halachic categories. Here it gets exceedingly tricky because the shach paskins, this comes up a lot in halachal maisa, that, but it's mutter or valid if sveik echad Matir Yoser Me'asheni. Even if they shame Echad, that's only if the two sveikos are for the same halachic reason and accomplish the same thing. Like my example of Frush's Chala. The husband is Mafresh or the wife is Mafresh. They both have Frush and they're both Matir the Chala. But if one is Matir more than the other, then it counts as two different sveikos. Because even if for the same reason, two different results. So what's an example? Remember we said, Stam Kelim are not Ben Yoman, right? If a good cooks for me, I go to a guy's house and they cook me a hard-boiled egg, I can eat it. Why? Stam Kelim not Ben Yoman. Why, do Akronim say? Do Rishonim say? Maybe he used it in the last 24 hours, maybe he didn't. And even if he did use it in 24 hours, maybe it's not something that has a good taste for eggs. What did we just say? Maybe it's a Tam Lufgam because it was more than 24 hours since he used it. Maybe it's less than 24 hours. Even if it's less than 24 hours, maybe it's a Tam Lufgam because it's a bad taste in eggs. That's just saying, maybe it's Tam Lufgam, maybe it's Tam Lufgam.
No, that's a real sfeika. Why? Because one is saying maybe it's a tam lefgam in all foods, because it's more than 24 hours. The other is saying maybe it's only a tam lefgam in eggs. Therefore, even though shein echad, since it's two different hekefim, since the two sfeikas are for the same halachic reason, but one is matter a lot of things and one is only matter a little things, then it still counts as sfeika. This gets very complicated. We'll see where to go with that in a moment. Another big machlokus, whether this is true or not, is sfeika she'eino mishapik. A sfeika that you can't say in the opposite direction. Basically, any sfeika you can't say in the opposite direction is suspicious of not being a real sfeika. Like, back to my silly example. Right? Maybe you're above 20, maybe not. Even if you're below 20, maybe he's above 13. Therefore, a sfeika is bar mitzvah. Right? So if a guy, I don't know, a guy wrote a get, and we're not sure how old he is, Pashit mutter, because he's bar mitzvah, sfeika. Maybe he's chayv masa shekel, because he's 20. Even if not, maybe he's bar mitzvah, and chayv in kol mitzvah shema Torah. That's not mishem echad, because one is machayv in masa shekel and other mitzvahs, one is only machayv in the other mitzvahs. But he says that's silly, because we all know that's a silly sfeika. We just have to figure out how to express why. The way he expresses why, he says, ain't was happy, because you can't say it the other direction. You can't say maybe he's above 13, maybe under 13. And even if he's above 13, now it doesn't matter whether or not he's 20 anymore, right? We've already said, basically, if you could start with the second suffix and you've accomplished your goal, that shows the first suffix was just a red herring. That's the principle, right? What this means is, if you could skip the first suffix and only use the second, that proves the first suffix was irrelevant. That's the principle. What I mean by suffix, if you could say suffix A, suffix B, or you could look at suffix B, suffix A, that shows there are two real important sfeikos. Go to this. Maybe it's before Eirusin, maybe during Eirusin. Even if it was during Eirusin, maybe your onus, maybe Baratzon. I could do the other way. Maybe it's Baonus, okay. Maybe it's Baratzon. Even if it's Baratzon, maybe it was during Eirusin, maybe before Eirusin. That's a valid sfeikos. This is happening. This one. I could do the other direction also. Maybe it punctured the lung, maybe it didn't. If it didn't puncture the lung, fine. Even if it did puncture the lung, maybe when it was alive, maybe after it was shechted. That's a real sfeikos. A sfeikos you can't reverse. What do you mean by you can't reverse? That means if you try to start from the second one, then you don't need the first one anymore. Like the second one is good enough on its own. That proves the first one is not a real suffix. It's just a red herring. It's just bogus. Like in my silly example. And that's the easily also. What do you say? You say, ah, I shechted an animal and found a nick in the knife. But I also cut through the spinal column, which you're usually not supposed to, as an Eitz Tova. Or as even has some halacha ramifications. But I say, maybe it got nicked in the spinal column. But during the Shechita, it was okay. Even if it didn't get nicked in the spinal column, maybe it got nicked at the end of the Shechita, but the Shechita was still okay. That's not a valid sfeika. Why? Just turn it around. Maybe it got nicked at the end of the Shechita, maybe in the middle of the Shechita. Okay? That's my suffix right there. Right? It's basically showing that one of the sfeikas is bogus. Okay, this gets very complex. I'm now going to skip to... Principle Lamed Vav. Principle Lamed Vav is, which you'll appreciate after this, is that the rules of sfeika are very difficult. Therefore, a rabbi should never paskin based on sfeika unless it's exactly a case that he finds in the poskim. But you shouldn't paskin sfeika on your own because it's very hard. Exactly a case means exactly equivalent, right?
This is also the shots.
The shots Lamed Vav.
In other words, the shots was trying to say he's the only one who can paskin sfeika.
No, and the Gedolei Hador maybe, you know, even admit the Gedolei Hador can. Or anyone can possibly say if they find that case in the shop. Right. The later Achronim disagree with this. The later Achronim say that's not true. A regular rabbi, they compromise with the shop. A regular guy with smicha shouldn't possibly fake stakers on his own unless he finds it in the postkin. But someone who's a big Talmud Chacham is allowed to pass the stake on his own as long as he's very, very careful to go through all the principles and make sure that it makes sense. But in any case, everyone agrees that a regular rabbi shouldn't pass the stake make new stake on his own because it gets so complicated and confusing and hard to follow. Halacha lemaisa, I want to just point out two more things.
This time, stake is obviously also on Din and Doraisa.
Yes, absolutely. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. Beyond a shadow of a doubt. Okay. The two more things I want to point out. Number one is one of the things the Shach doesn't deal with in his Kol Yisrael Sfeik at all is, what about Sfeikos about Halacha as opposed to Sfeikos about Metzias? All the Sfeikos we've been dealing with are Metzias. Something could go up as a Metzias. Did it become trade? Did it become kosher? Something that rogue is a Metzias. Is this the usher piece? Is that the usher piece? What about Sfeikos and Din? Do we pass them like the Bechaber? Do we pass them like the Ramah? Do we pass them like the Rashba? Do we pass them like the Rambam? Do we pass them like the Moshe Feinstein? Do we pass them like the Shlomo Zalman Orbach? What about Sfeikos and Din? Can you make a fake fake out of Sfeikos and Din? So this is all dealt with in the Prima Gadin, add some other quality fake fake in the Torah Sashlomim, but it's not in our regular Shavanar. So adds more quality fake fake in the body. Shulchan has depth. One of the big issues they discussed that the Shach didn't is, what about Sfeikos and Din? Just give me some examples. Can you use two Sfeikos in Halacha to make a fake fake? Can you use one Sfeik in Halacha and one Sfeik be good? Can you use one suffix in halacha and one suffix in tarovis? How about a suffix in halacha and two sfeikos in tarovis? How about a suffix in halacha and a suffix in gulof and a suffix in tarovis? If you have a suffix in halacha, does it count as a suffix only if there's the same number of postum on each side, or even if there's more postum on one side than the other? Or, if you have a suffix in halacha, if it's a machlok and machaber ma'amad, does that count as a suffix for Ashkenazim? Or does that count as a suffix for Sardin? Or maybe no, for Ashkenazim it's not a suffix, and for Sardin it's not a suffix. These are all debated in the postkin. The mainstream opinion of the postkin is that you can only make a sfeik sfeika out of halachic machlokos if they're even machlokos. How do you find an even machlokos? The devil's in the detail. But it has to be an even machlokos, not a majority and minority machlokos. And maybe the postkin also say, you can't make a sfeik sfeika against Moran HaMachaber. If you're Sephardi and the Mechaber says X, you can't say something maybe the Rabbah is right. And if you're Ashkenazi, many postkin say, you can't say something maybe the Mechaber is right. It has to be like a real live 50-50 suffix that you wouldn't know how to paskin. And then, if you have two sfeikas, you can make a sfeik sfeika. Famously, Rav Ovadia, and before him, the Shud Zivchei Tzedek, Rav Ovadia Somech of Baghdad, Rav Ovadia famously holds, it's on the sheet at the end, the only thing I put on actual words that are not as close as sfeik sfeika. He holds a tremendous, and this is the yisod of most of his Pesachim HaMekudashim. By the way, what does most poskim do? What if you have machlokes about this, machlokes about that, machlokes about the other thing? They don't use the rules of sfeik sfeika, because it's not usually a suffix. It's usually a machlokes that's paskin. However, they use their judgment. If you have many tzadim la'akel, sometimes you come with a kula, but they don't use the rules of sfeik sfeika. I will just, to end, the Rav Ovadia's chiddush is that he holds that you can make a sfeik sfeika out of two machlokos and din, that's not the chiddush, even if one of them is against the mechaber, even if both of them are against the mechaber, and even if the majority opinion is lahachmer and the minority opinion is lahatel. Rav Ovadia basically says that any machlokos and psak, no matter what the majority is, no matter what the minority is, no matter what the mechaber says, no matter what the Ramah says, no matter what the Shulchan Aruch says, any machlokes and psak counts as a suffix, and if you have something, there are two reasons to be matur, which are machlokes and psak. That's mutter within sfeik sfeika. Based on that sfeik sfeika, he comes up with a lot of kulos. For example, just to give you one or two examples of some far-reaching kulos he comes up with, for example, I'll do for Sfardim, okay? Everyone knows Sfardim have to eat glut meat. It says Sfardim are allowed to eat non-glut meat. Why? Because maybe, even though it's a non-glot hashgacha, maybe it happened to be glot. And even if it's not glot, maybe the Ramah is right and you don't need glot meat. So he says, Sfardim can eat non-glot meat better to be makra, the stark ones don't, but he has a kula. So Sfardim who want to eat non-glot meat have a kula, because maybe it's coincidentally glot, even though it was a non-glot hashgacha. And even if it's not glot, maybe the Ramah is right. Another example, we all know Sfardim are not allowed to eat bishalakos, the Jew lit the stove, right? The Jew has to do the actual cooking. Rav Ovadia says, Sfardi can be Mekel. Why? Because maybe, against the Mechaber and all the poskim, anything done in a Jewish-owned house or restaurant is not Bishalakam, and it's a Jewish-owned restaurant. And B, maybe the Ramah is right against the Mechaber, and just lighting the stove is good enough. And therefore, you can eat in restaurants, and he has other kulas. For other things, not in restaurants, basically, 90% of the famous kulas of Rav Ovadia that are not mainstream are based on this sheet and sfeik sfeika, that any two machlokas in halacha counts as a sfeik sfeika,
even if they're lopsided, even if the machaber is machaber in both of them, even if Rav Poskim were machaber in both of them, that's the big finish of Rav Avadya. He's not the first one to say it. He quotes from the Shulchan Chei Tzedek, who's from Avadya Somech, who's like a door before him in Baghdad, who quotes it based on other people, but that is a very big finish. I will just end with one. Okay, I think I already mentioned this, just a chazer. In the Tolish Speaking, he also writes Klolim of Safik Rabban Lakula. One klal he says of Safik Rabban Lakula, I want a chazer because it's of crucial importance, and it is klal number Yud Tes. Klal number Yud Tes is called Safik D'Oraisa Shenis Galgel D'Rabbanan. Right? When you have a Safik D'Oraisa, and then it happens to turn into a D'Rabbanan, we don't say Safik D'Rabban Lakula, we say it's already been Mukhra L'Chomra. What's an example of this? An example of a Safik D'Oraisa Shenis Galgel D'Rabbanan, and then I'll review for you again, I think we said all of this, was what about a Safik D'Oraisa Shenis Vashel B'Kdeira V'Avar Me'is La'is. You cooked the Safik D'Oraisa food and you bought from the Muncie Butcher, Safik D'Oraisa chicken. You cooked it in your pot, and now it's been 24 hours. After 24 hours, only Shana D'Rabbanan in the pot. You say Safik D'Rabbanan L'Kula? No, since the chicken was Asur to Safik D'Oraisa L'Chomra, even though it had a Safik D'Oraisa that ended up with a Nafkamina that's D'Rabbanan, since the original Safik D'Oraisa, the Nafkamina is L'Chomra also. His other example is Safik D'Oraisa Shemis Arev Min Benino Lach Belach V'yesh Rov Heter V'ein Shishem. Right? 1 to 20 ratio. Safik D'Oraisa. Safik D'Oraisa meat got mixed with 1 to 20. Safik D'Oraisa meat got cooked together. Maybe even got blended and pureed and made into chopped meat. You chop meat and it's Safik D'Oraisa meat. Together with 20 times as much mutter meat. Meat D'Oraisa, min b'mino is batal b'rov. But meat D'Rabbanan, you need shishim, so it's only Safik D'Rabbanan. No! It's a Safik D'Oraisa, since the original meat was Safik D'Oraisa, whether it was shefted or not, even though the nafkamina turns into a D'Rabbanan, you go by the original Safik. Why is this important, and this is the biggest shaila in the Muncie Butcher case, is in the Pisrei Tshuva, he quotes from some achronim and would say, maybe it depends. Maybe it depends on when you realize the suffix. If you realize the suffix first and then it turned into a drabanan, for sure it's still the chumra. Right? So if I realize this chicken is suffix, it's a suffix mutter. And then I cook in the pot and 24 hours pass, we still go the chumra because it's originally a suffix d'oraisa. But what about in the Muncie Butcher case? If the scandal broke 24 hours after I finished cooking, and we'll only realize the suffix when it was already turned into a drabanan. I didn't have any meat yet. I didn't have any vinyomo pots left. All I have is an angry vinyomo pot. If you only realize the parovis after it turned into a drabanan, the shot says it's still l'chomra. Rabbi Kiv Eger says l'kula, but l'chom hefsen ruba, there is room to go l'kula, and that's a very complicated issue. And this is one of the biggest shilas. People said, well, I can throw out my dishes in the Muncie Butcher case. So the shot would say, yes, the suffix was, did you buy a kosher chicken or a trade chicken? I don't care if it's been 24 hours. Suffix d'oraisa, throw out your dishes. However, other Achon would say, if you were lucky, and if the scandal only hit the news 24 hours after the last time you had chicken, then maybe you could say, for you, it didn't start as a d'oraisa and turn into a d'rabbanan. For you, it started as a d'rabbanan, and you could be makel, because it's only a klisha ein v'yomo. Okay, big machlok sachronim, l'maisa, when there's other tzad l'hakam, l'chom hefsid, we are knowing to be makel on that. Okay, idach, perusha really zog more. We didn't get to some Kofiyot Aleph today, so what we will do is today Sunday. So on Tuesday, this is the plan for Tuesday. If you didn't get a chance to look Bekiyas at the Mechaber Amon Kofiyot Aleph, we'll go over that Bekiyas. It will be pretty quick. Then Kofiyot Beis, just look Bekiyas at...